Hi, and welcome to another great episode of Automation Chat. I'm Teresa Hauck, executive editor of the Journal from Rockwell Automation and our partner network magazine. In this episode, I discuss how Microsoft is changing the industrial metaverse. This is based on a report from the 2023 Automation Fair event from Jim Montague, executive editor of Control Magazine and contributing editor to us, the Journal. You'll see how Rockwell Automation and Microsoft are using generative AI, ChatGPT, and other digitized tools to build better products and processes for customers. But before I dive in, it's time for our family-friendly, silly joke of the day. Have you heard about the new sport called quiet tennis? It's like regular tennis, but without the racket. Oh, I know that was bad. I'm sorry. So let's learn about what Microsoft's doing with the industrial metaverse. You know, it's always nice to travel with someone who knows a new town or the local terrain, and the metaverse and its neighboring ecosystems are no exception. So as part of his opening address at the 2023 Automation Fair event last November, Rockwell Automation Chairman and CEO Blake Moret talked with Judson Althoff, Chief Commercial Officer at Rockwell's strategic alliance partner Microsoft, about artificial intelligence, generative AI, ChatGPT, and other forms of digitalization that Rockwell Automation is quickly using to its advantage for the benefit of its customers. The industrial metaverse can have real-world impacts on manufacturing to build better products and processes, Althoff said. The metaverse is the culmination of combining technologies that can simulate any manufacturing request and do it in the cloud or elsewhere. He added that Microsoft has seen measurable performance gains from using generative AI. These were achieved in 13-week engagements, where Microsoft moved into brownfield and greenfield applications in plants and improved sensing, reduced use of resources, and achieved other gains. This isn't just the hype cycle, and if you don't engage, you'll likely fall behind, Althoff said. A year ago, many people were treating generative AI like black magic and hogwash. However, that disbelief quickly turned to fear because 3 months ago, they were all saying, the AI robots are taking over the world. Now, many users are coming in with hundreds of ideas about what they can do with generative AI and ChatGPT, whether it's individual productivity or democratizing data, he said. Althoff reported that as a result, Microsoft is integrating generative AI into all its products. It's even using generative AI to write its own code so it can get those products to market quicker. Likewise, Moret added that Rockwell Automation is adding generative AI copilots to its configurations and other tools. Althoff noted, "We're adding generative AI copilots because they can augment our users, open up the platforms and ecosystems they need to reach, and let them and their partners co-innovate using software like Rockwell Automation Factory Talk Design Studio. No one joins these technical fields just to learn syntax, so it helps if they can ask their software directly for help. This unlocks a lot of user joy," he added. Moret and Althoff reported that to further support inclusive collaboration, generative AI can even support joint design reviews that include copilots in Teams meetings. Moret explained, "We've used letter logic for decades to understand relays, but many recent graduates don't know it. Generative AI will allow more users to understand what automation is about and perhaps consider working with controllers in automation as their careers." For example, Althoff said that the large language models, or LLMs, that generative AI is based on permit less experienced users to interact with it more easily using the spoken words they're used to. "We're unlocking the power of the prompt," he said. "Frontline workers hold all the golden expertise about how things really get done and deal with a lot of complexity. Now they can pull out a mobile device, take a picture, and tell the software it's not working. The software will then access a recursive knowledge base and provide recommendations and solutions in the language that workers know best." He explained further, saying, "Generative AI is really a call to action for everyone because it can change employees' experiences and bend the curve on innovation. We took the suggestion of our own staffers and used AI to help answer complex questions to further build its expertise. We even took $100 million off our support organization's expenses while increasing customer satisfaction. This means anyone can ask generative AI how to help their employees and they'll get an answer," Althoff concluded. So as always, thank you for listening, and I hope you found this useful. Please take a minute to give us a 5-star rating and a review. We really appreciate it. I'm Teresa Hauck, and we'll chat again soon.